guys moved the ball pretty well during the day. It's a little almost surprising to only come up with the 13 points there.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't feel like it felt like we should have been winning by more. We weren't. It's too bad. We needed it.
On the last drive in regulation, did you and the coaches talk about how far you needed to get? Were you just trying to get a touchdown?
We needed to get to at least the 35. It was a windy day, so obviously you want to get a little closer if you can, but we had to get to at least the 35 for a field goal attempt to win the game at the end.
There was a big play with Jared Cook. I'm sure he'd like to have over. Was that just a little bit overthrown?
It was overthrown. We were just running slants, everybody on slants. They were coming with, basically like an we call it cover zero. And I had hand signaled a route to Kenny Britt on the left. He was one-on-one. I think the corner recognized the fact that we were trying to do that and adjusted his coverage. And just tried to hit one of the three slants on the right side. And Jared, after running his slant, realized no one was in the middle and kind of took it deep. And I had a late throwaway. It's kind of a cardinal rule, don't throw late down the middle. But in this case, had I taken my time with it, I could have hit him probably. So that's disappointing, and I'd love to have it back.
There's a lot of, in every game, you have to try and overcome, but the offensive pass interferences, particularly when you hit a big one, are those more frustrating than some other things?
Yeah, it was frustrating, but, particularly like three in a row that we hit on go routes, we got called back. So it's frustrating, but the lesson is probably you got to keep your cool a little bit more and I don't know.
Frustrating too, I'm sure, not to get a shot there in overtime, not to get
definitely frustrating and almost stunned, sort of shocked. Like, still don't feel, I don't really understand how we lost the game. Just sort of at a loss about that. But we let them hang around, and it was a 7-point game in the fourth quarter, and anything can happen when you give them a chance like that. And they tied it up and had some huge third down conversions that they were able to convert on, and we didn't get some breaks. Some felt like stuff was just kind of going against us today, and there's nothing you can do about that stuff. Just overcome it, and just felt like a lot was going against us, and we didn't overcome it.
This is three games in a row now, going right down to the very bitter end. Is that sort of what this team has to assume now about itself, that we're going to have to take these things down?
I'm fine with it coming down to the last drive like that. I mean, we were in position. We had a chance. We, the last play that I had, I threw a slant to Kenny Britt. It was man coverage. It's exactly what we're looking for. The defender was so far behind on Craig Stevens that the ball it hit him in the side or something. Like, he wasn't – he was – it's just kind of fluky, and we just you got to overcome that, and I got to overcome that. And I was really just trying to give him a ball I could catch and run instead of kind of waiting for a second window and man, which you typically don't have to do. But we should win in those situations. I think we have a confidence in ourselves offensively. If the game's on the line, we can get close and give our special teams guys a chance. And we just didn't get it done.
Would you call this whole game kind of fluky?
I don't know. I think we were some things. We got banged up. We got banged up front, and we had some substitutions. I thought the guys that came in did a good job. I thought the guys that decided they had no choice but to kind of play through it, play through being banged up because we were banged up. Everyone battled really well. It just is too bad that you don't have the reward of the win, the W, after you kind of lay it all on the line for the guy next to you, and you come up empty-handed.
Yeah, you've been a lot of years. You're looking up at the scoreboard with 13 points on the board in the fourth quarter. Are you like, man, I've been in this situation before, and it's not good?
Yeah, no, it was disappointing, and we had a chance for the field goal, and in the third quarter, I think, and like I said, it was really windy, and so you want to get as close as possible, and thought we did a nice job on third down in the first half, and then the second half, I think we started with a three and out, the deep ball on the left to Kendall, and then then we missed the chance to for three, and then we had a fumbled snap down at the other end, and just we weren't as crisp. And you need more points. You just need to score more points and put it away. And it helps everybody. If you score more points, then they got a throw. They're one dimensional. Helps the pass rush. The turnovers that were negated were really hard. That was very disappointing. And we need to do better.
On the snap, did you mention anything particular happen on that? Or?
I don't know. I don't know. We were going left. Sent out a tough block, and I got to spin around. We can't let that happen. We got to get 100% of those.
Do you think the offensive line did a pretty good job with all the personnel changes you had to make there?
We could obviously be better, but I thought they did a great job, especially, guys were banged up. We lost Leroy Harris. Some other guys were hobbling around. I thought they did a really nice job. I thought the game plan was pretty good, and, it was clear for us. And so I give those guys a lot of credit. I mean, they've got good pass rushers, and they do a lot of different things. But, the guys with the ball, we got to score more.
Thank you.